Well, as promised, last night's State of the Union speech from President Obama was relatively short on big legislative proposals, more a restatement of his and his administration's values in a call, perhaps, for a little less partisanship. Joining me for analysis after listening to the speech from halfway around the world, Steve Goodrich, CEO of the Center for Organizational Excellence. I didn't hear a lot in the speech or hear really much of anything that spoke to the federal government itself or the future of how he envisions life for the federal bureaucracy. Did you?
No, he didn't talk too much. He certainly talked about the politics aspect of it and working together. Certainly some implications, I think, on how they need to work together and implications for the next administration.
Well, what are the implications?
One of the things that this Congress needs to do is, as he said, start working together to get things done, because the large policy issues of immigration reform, tax reform, whatever that happens to be, just isn't getting addressed. That's the policy side. You know, the management of our government and making it more efficient and effective, I think some real things need to happen in order to get there. Like, I'd love to see under the new administration that the White House and Congress do a joint strategic session to determine what the most critical management issues are and start addressing them.
And talking about immigration reform, I mean, I think that's probably the quintessential issue where everybody is worlds apart. I mean, he's had some administrative action on that, but it's not clear whether in the time left anything will actually happen on that in the absence of legislation.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, some issues are too big to tackle all at once, so you start biting it off a piece at a time, sort of like civil service reform. Deal with the pay issue, deal with the performance issue, but, you know, maybe we shouldn't be dealing with it all at once.
Early on, this administration did promise to look at civil service reform and maybe some kind of a commission, but it was really 5 years before he even met with the senior executive service. Remember that meeting in Washington? So that seems to be kind of an over issue for the time being.
It is. It's still talked about on the Hill. And I think it's something that, you know, by and large, everybody's afraid to touch. And I'm not sure why. But, certainly labor has their views on it. But, you know, look, you know, we have to be competitive in this world. And that means the federal government employment as well. You know, we need to hold people accountable. We need to have good ways of doing that, but we also have to, you know, pay market rates for good quality jobs done. And, you know, it's time to look at that and the flexibility of the pay scale and how, you know, government managers can have the flexibility they need to hire and retain good quality talent.
Now, the president also said that Joe Biden would be in charge of what he called a new moonshot, which is a cancer cure. It seems like that's something that's going to involve the federal government pretty heavily if they actually get funding for some kind of a moonshot or Manhattan Project type effort. NIH, I guess, would be where this would mostly happen.
Well, that's true. And NIH got a little bit more funding this year, to do so. And I know Joe Biden had a lot to do with that. And it's certainly a passionate personal issue of his. And I think it's perfect timing for it because we're close. There's been so much work done on cancer and cancer research and cancer prevention, and there's so many fewer lives lost now. Getting it over the goal line, I don't know how much they're going to be able to do in a year. And I know Joe Biden this morning in an interview said he's committed even after he leaves office to trying to get this over the goal line.
So that could be kind of a post-vice presidency, post-Senate career for him, maybe some kind of a commission or think tank leadership position that would also involve some of the federal agencies involved in research here.
Yeah, and, you know, in the 30-plus years that Joe Biden has been in politics, you know, there's a lot of good that people point to, but, you know, this may be his legacy, and it's a very personal thing, but the impact on the country and the world will be tremendous.
Now, one of the issues that the president also mentioned was climate change. He challenged people that don't agree that there is climate change or what the causes are and so forth. He said you'll be arguing with pretty much all of America's business leaders, the military, the entire scientific community, and 200 nations around the world. Yet the EPA in Congress got flat funding for 2016 versus 2015. There's no specific language to not carry out the climate action executive orders. But what do you think the EPA is going to be dealing with, at least in the next 12 months?
Well, the next 12 months, you know, certainly may be status quo. And depending on the next administration, certainly if it's a Republican administration, you know, regulations may be turned down or brought back a little bit. We don't know how that's going to play out because it's been certainly a fight during this whole administration. I'm a diehard independent, but I certainly believe, as most do, that climate change is having an impact. Not only that, we certainly have to go look at wind and solar and those kinds of things. Over-regulation may not be the way to address it, but certainly EPA has a strong role, and I think Congress needs to come together with the next administration to address that.
And one of the other topics he talked about is military strength, and he seemed to be arguing, without saying so, for a smaller, more agile military, maybe more reliance on special forces and so forth. He almost challenged Congress to give him war powers against ISIL, and he said in the absence of that, they're going to continue the policy they've had. So what do you see ahead for military? I mean, what should they take away from all of this?
Well, you know, the military is looking at right now as we speak, and you saw in the headlines the other day, the Air Force is looking to riff about 1,000 people, and the Army is looking to do the same. You know, it's time from a technology standpoint to look at alternative ways. You know, we do have the strongest military force in the world, and there's something to be certainly said for that. But, you know, in a tight budget time, you have to look at ways to be much more efficient but much more effective in that process. In regards to ISIL, you know, he doesn't come out and say he wants boots on the ground, and he's always been certainly opposed to that. And he's a coalition builder in terms of wanting other countries to participate in it. It's going to see where, you know, Congress comes out on it because, depending on the next administration, they all may be on the same sheet of music and certainly perhaps not. But, you know, he also brought up innovation, and it's just prime opportunity for our military to be looking at innovative opportunities to certainly be more effective and more look at deterrence to war, as well as being more cost-effective in how we approach these things.
Well, Steve, I know you're calling from 10 time zones away, so I appreciate your taking time out from overseas business to join me. Have a good trip, and good talking with you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Steve Goodrich is CEO of the Center for Organizational Excellence. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.